from Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 to 33. And do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these.
所以我告诉你们，不要为你们的生命忧虑，吃什么，喝什么，或为你们的生活忧虑，穿什么。生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？你们看一看那天上的飞鸟，也不种，也不收，也不在仓里存粮。你们的天父尚且养活他们，你们不比飞鸟贵重的多呢？何必为衣裳忧虑呢？你们想一想，地里的野地里的百合花怎么长起来的？它们不劳动，也不纺线。
And do you worry about clothes?
不是。再读一遍。
And do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these.
然而我告诉你们，就是所罗门极 ，OK， 何必为衣裳忧虑呢？你们想野地里的百合花怎么长起来的？你们也不劳苦，也不纺线。然而我告诉你们，就是所罗门极荣华的时候，他所穿戴的还不如这些花的一朵呢。
If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will He not much more clothe you? Of little length, I guess.
你们这些小心的人呐，野地里的草今天还在，明天就丢在炉里。上帝还给他这样的装饰，何必你们呢？
So do not worry, saying, "What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?" For the pagans run after all these things, and have heavenly Father know that you need them.
所以不要忧虑，说我们吃什么、喝什么、穿什么，这都是外邦人所求的。你们需要这一切东西，你们的天父都知道。Back,
seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all of these things will be given you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day have enough trouble of its own.
你们要先求上帝的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了，所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。First,
I want to mention that thank you, David and Micah, for your music offering.
大卫和Micah他们的献诗。
And Elim and Isaac for reading the scripture. Thank you.
也感谢以琳和以撒来给我们读这个经句。
So, any one of you? Does anyone do like a countdown of Christmas?
有没有人倒计时看圣诞什么时候到？
Am I the only one?
我是唯一的一个吗?
Yeah. I mean, it is the season of giving.
因为这是一个给予的季节。We
buy gifts for our family and friends.
我们为家人、为朋友买礼物。And
my company, my boss treated us in a restaurant for a year-end appreciation.
我的老板经常就在圣诞节前会请大家出去吃一顿，来表达对大家一年工作的感谢。Now,
we also exchange gifts with each other.
我们也会彼此交换礼物。
And yes, Christmas is a season of giving.
因为圣诞季本来就是一个给予的季节。
Now, some stores like this one, eagerly wanted to remind their customer that Christmas is just around the corner.
很多商店都想要提醒他的用户、客户说圣诞节马上就要到了。
Yeah, my wife took this picture in September.
我太太这是九月份照的照片，你看那时候这圣诞的这些东西就摆出来了。
So Christmas really depicts God as a giver.
所以圣诞的故事里面我们看到的神是一个非常慷慨的给予者。
God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son.
神爱世人甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
So this generous gift to humanity is the salvation through Jesus.
所以通过耶稣神给了世人一个救恩的这份大礼。
So in all God's characters, we actually seldom talk about his generosity.
在神的品格，所有这些品格之中，我们好像很少讲到神的慷慨。
Yeah. So let's explore God's generosity today so we can be more appreciative that Jesus coming to the earth.
所以今天我们就看一看神的慷慨，这样我们可以更加的感恩，让耶稣来到世间，成为神给我们世间的礼物。
So the passage that we just read, it's a very familiar passage.
我们刚才以撒跟以琳读的这一段，就是我们在圣经里非常熟悉的一段关于野地的百合花的这段经文。
对啊 ，says don't worry about your life, what you're gonna eat, what you're gonna wear.
他说不要担心你吃什么喝什么。
Look at the birds in the skies.
你看看天上的飞鸟。
They don't reap or sow.
他们也不种也不收。
And yet your heavenly Father really just feeds them.
你的天父上去就是这样喂养他们。
Yeah. So every morning, birds have worms to eat.
每天早上鸟儿都有虫吃。
Now in Florida, actually, you can see lots of birds will be pecking ground.
你看，在佛罗里达，我们看到很多鸟老在地上叨叨叨的。
Yeah, you can even actually find the woodpeckers. You know that?
你常常会看到，甚至看到啄木鸟。
啄木鸟 ，Yeah, mm-hmm, yeah. Now we just don't see a bunch of birds just lying on the ground dead from starvation.
我们很几乎是没有见过这一大片鸟就躺在地上都饿死了，没有这样的事情。
Yeah. And Jesus says that, aren't you much more valuable than they are?
耶稣说，你们不比飞鸟更贵重吗？
Wouldn't your heavenly Father take care of you even more?
所以你们的天父会更加的看顾你们的。
Now, I'm sure this passage will be very comforting to Jesus' audience at that time.
我相信耶稣的这段话在当时的这个世界对这听他的讲道的这些人是非常大的安慰。
Yeah, because they were poor under Roman occupation with heavy taxes.
因为那时候他们都在罗马帝国统治之下要交很重的税赋，所以那时候老百姓都很穷。
And this passage probably will be very comforting to my grandparents, my parents who went through the Korean War in 1950s.
这段经文对我的父辈，我的祖父母辈也是很宝贵的。为什么？他们是经历过韩战的。
And this passage may be very comforting to some of you in some financial needs.
这段经文对我们中间有一些经济困难的人来讲也是非常有安慰的。
But Jesus says, hey, don't worry about tomorrow.
耶稣说不要为明天忧虑。
Yeah, we might object and say, hey, Jesus, you know, you just don't understand my situation.
我们可能会反对说耶稣啊，你不了解我的情况。
I'm anxious. I just lost my job.
因为我很焦虑，我刚刚丢了工作。
Or you may say, hey, Jesus, I'm retired.
或者你说耶稣啊，我刚刚退休了。
I'm concerned that if I'm going to outlive my savings.
我都不知道我存的这点退休金能不能支撑着我一直活到很高的岁数。
Or hey, Jesus, You know, we're more complex than the birds.
或者你说，耶稣啊，我们可比这些鸟要复杂多了。
Yeah, we humans got mortgage.
我们有房贷要付啊。
Yeah, we got car payment.
而且我们的车贷也要付啊。
Kids college.
然后孩子要上大学。
Retirement fund.
然后我还需要攒我的退休账。
Yeah, so we get, you know, worry easily if we might not make the payment.
我们要如果是这个账单付不出来，我们就很容易就觉得焦虑了。
Yeah.So when we hear Jesus' teaching about money, possessions, and resources,
当我们听到耶稣关于这个金钱呀、啊、我们这资源呀、啊、这个就我们拥有的东西的这些教导的时候、
yeah. He sees the world very vastly different from our view.
神的视角跟我们的视角是完全不同的。
When he talks about, hey, do not worry and free from being a slave to our possessions,
当耶稣说不要为明天忧虑，不要成为你所拥有的东西的财这个奴隶，
He sees the world more like abundant.
耶稣看到的世界是丰丰富富的。
We on the other hand, see the world very scarce.
我们相反的，我们看到的世界是缺乏的。
Well, maybe that's because that's how, you know, that has something to do with our upbringing.
Maybe, 也许这跟我们这个怎么样成长起来的这个有关系。
You know that we need to you know, get good grades in school.
因为我们在学校都要有好成绩啊。
And good grades will lead us to go to good middle school, high school.
如果我们成绩好，我们就上比较好的中学、高中。
And we need to do well in 高考, and which determine which university we're going.
然后高考的时候要考个好分数才能去好大学。
Yeah, you graduate from college and then get a high-paying job.
然后从大学毕业之后才可以得到很高薪的工作。
Save money for down payment of a house.
然后存钱，这样子可以房子就可以这个付头款。
Yeah, and then get married, have kids.
然后就结婚啊，有孩子。
And then retire with $2 million.
然后你要存钱，现在人都说你要有几个几百万才能够足够的退休金才能够存退休。
Yeah, that's the path for a successful life.
所以对我们来讲，一个成功的人生好像就是这样一条路。
But how many people will achieve that kind of a successful life?
但是有多少人能够有这样一个成功的人生呢？
Yeah, how many high school students will get admission to a university?
多少高中毕业的生毕业生可以得到很好的，可以去很好的大学？
How many people will get a high-paying job?
有多少人大学毕业就可以得到高薪的工作呢？
And coming to this country, we face a different kind of challenges like language, culture, and discrimination.
我们很多人是第一代移民到这个国家来，我们要面对更多的挑战，在文化上啊、语言上，甚至歧视，这些都是我们要面对的挑战。
Opportunity is scarce.
所以机会是很缺乏的。
Competition is fierce.
而且这竞争都很激烈。
Anxiety is high.
我们这个焦虑，这个指数都很高。
But where did Jesus get this abundance mindset? Even in the midst of pain and suffering, he sees around him.
但是耶稣的时代是充满着痛苦和挣扎的这样一个时代。耶稣怎么会有这样一个丰富的心态呢？
It's rooted in the Old Testament scriptures that he's very familiar with.
它是来自于在旧约里面他非常熟悉的经文。So
in the beginning, God created the heavens and earth.
在起初神创造天地。Before
the creation, the earth was formless and empty.
在神创造天地之前，这世界是空虚混沌、渊面黑暗。
It was a disorder and chaos.
到处都是混乱无序。God
spent 6 days to put the universe in order.
神花了6天的时间让一切变得有序。He
brought creation into a place of completeness and abundance.
所以神就把这个创造带到了一个丰丰富富的世界来。
Thousands of visible stars are filling the sky.
天空布满了星辰。
All kinds of birds and fish are filling the sea.
天地之间有鸟有鱼。
All kinds of animals are filling the ground.
这地上到处都有动物。
Life is everywhere.
所以到处都有生命。
Out of his generosity, he created the humans in his own image to be co-rulers with him.
而且神因着他的慷慨，他造了人，就是以他的形象造了人，让人与他一同治理这地。
He created us a little lower than the angels.
他创造我们人只比天使微小一点点。
But he crowned us with glory and honor.
但是他用荣耀和这个尊荣来给我们戴上冠冕。
It is so mind-boggling that he made us to be kings and queens to rule with him.
所以当我们想象说神让我们成为这个世上的这个王和王后来治理这地，我们简直是无法去想象这样的一个荣耀。
Then God planted a garden and gave them all kinds of fruit trees for food.
然后神又就造了一个花园，给人所有的这个树上的结的果实都是可以当食物吃。
All kinds of beautiful trees with their fruits hanging at their arm's length.
那些果实就是挂在那儿伸手可得的。
Yeah. It's God's abundant provision.
这就是神丰丰富富的供应。
A gift to sustain them.
这是神给人的一个礼物，可以让人可以就是这样维持生命。
So the creation narrative depicts God is a generous creator.
所以我们看到的创世纪前就是给我们描述的神，就是一位非常慷慨、丰丰富富供应的神。
He wants the humans to be like him.
他想要人也跟他一样。
To learn from him, to be generous.
要跟他学，能够。
Then comes Genesis chapter 3.
然后我们就来到创世纪的第二章。
Out of hundreds of fruit trees that God provides to Adam and Eve,
这个伊甸园里成千上万的树之中,
He forbids them to eat just one tree.
神不允许他们从一棵树上吃果子。
Not two, just one.
不是两个，就一棵树不让他们吃。
You know, why does God not want me to take that tree?
那为什么神不让我从那棵树上摘果子吃呢？
Is he withholding something from me?
神是不是想要把什么好东西不让我拿到啊？
And then the serpent hisses like this.
然后这个蛇就开始就来引诱人了。
For God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.
蛇就跟人说, 因为神知道, 你们吃的日子, 眼睛就明亮了, 你们便如神, 能知道善恶。
God actually is withholding something from you.
所以神是悄悄地把什么东西藏着不让你们知道。
He does not want you to be like him, like God.
他不想要你们像他一样, 不想要你们像神一样。
So you see, when our mindset starts to shift from abundance to lacking,
所以当我们的心态从丰丰富富转到觉得有缺乏的时候,
thinking God is withholding something good from me,
我们觉得神有把一些好处悄悄藏着不让我们知道的时候,
we will actually focus on the one that we should not have.
我们就开始我们的重心就转向那一个我们不应该有的东西上面。
Yeah, we suddenly don't care about the hundreds of trees that we can have.
我们突然一下我们就不觉得那成千上万棵这些我们可以去摘果子吃的树都不重要了。
Yeah, we want that one. We want the one that we're not supposed to have.
我们只想要那一棵树我们不应该去吃的那棵树上的果子。
Yeah, we call that covetous.
我们就把这个叫贪恋贪求贪婪。
And then God actually wants them to eat from any tree except that one that will make him not being a generous person.
因为神想要他们吃别的树上所有的果子都可以，除了那一棵树，因为这棵树他们吃了，神知道会让他们就变得没有这个慷慨大方的心。
And we have abused God's generosity that he has gifted to us.
但是我们就误用了神给我们的这种慷慨。
And consequently that we let our desire to covet.
这个后果就是我们心里头开始有自己的欲望，我们想变得，我们就变得更加贪婪。
And then that leads us to the scarcity mentality.
这就让我们有了一个缺乏的心态。
And to a point that, hey, I need to have that one.
到了一个一定的这个程度，就是我必须要那棵树上的果子。
And for me to have it, if at the expense of others, so be it.
如果为了这棵树上的果子，我别的都得放弃掉，那就这样好了。
So we become selfish.
我们就变得自私了。
Yeah. Now, not only that, scarcity mindset can lead us to jealousy.
这种缺乏的心态会让我们变得嫉妒。
In Genesis chapter 4, the next chapter, two brothers made an offering to God.
这个创世纪的第四章, 两个兄弟两个给神献了祭。
The older brother Cain offered some fruits of the ground because he attended the soil.
这个哥哥是甘隐, 他是因为他是在种地的嘛, 所以他给神献上的就是地里的出产。
And the younger brother Abel offered the firstborn of his sheep because he attended flocks.
但是这个弟弟是亚伯, 他是放羊的, 所以他把他的出生的羊献给神。
God looked with favor on Abel's offering.
神喜欢亚伯献上的祭物。
But on Cain and his offering, he did not look with favor. So Cain was very angry and his face was downcast.
只是看不中甘隐和他的供物, 甘隐就大大的发怒, 变了脸色。
The original text actually reads like this.
所以实际上最初的这个经文是这样写的。
God did not pay attention to Cain and his offering.
神没有注意甘隐和他的祭物。
Cain was hot and his face fell.
所以甘隐就变得这个hot在这指的就是好像脸上着火了一样, 脸色都变了。
Because hot actually in Hebrew means angry.
希伯来文你在觉得这个就是好。 浑身发热的时候就是生气的意思。
And then so Cain and at the end is murdered his brother.
所以我们知道最终甘隐就把他的弟弟亚伯给杀了。
Yeah. Now we can debate about why God showed favor on one offering and not the other.
我们可以讨论就是为什么神喜欢的是亚伯的供物而不是甘隐的供物。
Yeah. And I'm sure that Dr. Wingham can explain this to us.
我相信温牧师肯定有答案的。
Yeah. So and when God shows more generosity to someone else,
如果神对别人表现得更为慷慨的话,
when someone else is driving a more expensive car or living a bigger house,
如果别人住豪宅, 开好车,
yeah, or in the church setting that you know, this brother you know, leads a Bible study you know, better than I,
或者是在教会的这个情境里面, 这个弟兄他领查经的时候他查得比我要好多了。
Or that sister sings you know, better than I,
或者那个姐妹在唱诗唱得比我好听多了。
A scarcity mindset can easily lead us to believe that we're left out. Yeah, God bless them and not me.
因为神祝福他,
so I need to fight for my own portion in this world. Yeah, I need to strategize to protect my own interest.
所以我必须要去努力来想方设法的来保护我自己的这个好处。
And often our self-protection will lead to shame.
所以常常我们自我保护的这个心态就会让我们觉得带我们到一个羞辱的一个境况。
Broken relationships or even violence.
我们的关系也会破碎，而且甚至会觉得有暴力。
So how does God turn around the people with a scarcity mindset?
所以神对于我们这样有缺乏的心态的人，神怎样让我们反转呢？
Yeah, so well, actually, it turns out that His plan is to ramp up His generosity.
所以实际上神的计划是让他的这个慷慨更加的慷慨。
In Genesis chapter 2, chapter 12, God called a man named Abram to follow him.
在创世纪12章，神呼召了亚伯兰这个人来跟从他。
Yeah, so let's read it together.
我们大家一起来读。
The Lord has said to Abram, Go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you.
耶和华对亚伯兰说：“你要离开本地、本族、富家，往我所要指示你的地去。”I
will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all the peoples on earth will be blessed through you.
我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大。 你也要叫别人得福，为你祝福的，我必赐福于他；那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。地上的万族都要因你得福。
So Abram went as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him.
亚伯兰就照着耶和华的吩咐去了，罗德也和他同去。
So now notice that this is a repeating concept in his promise.
这是神的应许，又一次的在重复。
Blessing. Great,
你们看到重复的，一遍一遍的说赐福，叫你名为大，而且叫别人得福。
So God chooses this one family to give the ultimate gift that God wants to give to all humanity.
所以神就是为了把他的礼物给全人类，他选择了这一个家族。
And it's through the line of Abram that Jesus will be born.
就是亚伯兰的这一支，最后耶稣就是从这一支派里面出生的。
Yeah, and then if you read through Abram's account, whenever he arrives to a new place,
我们要是在这个创世纪里看，亚伯兰每到一处，
he has this habit of building an altar to worship God.
他都会先筑一个坛来敬拜神。
He recognizes this generous God who had made him the great promise.
他认识到这是一位慷慨的神给他的一个极大的应许。
So, let's see an example of a man with an abundant mindset.
所以我们来看一看这个例子，亚伯拉罕这个例子，他是怎么样有一个丰富的心态。
So, Abram journeyed to God's promised land with his wife Sarai and his nephew Lot.
亚伯兰带着他的妻子撒拉和他的侄子罗德一起到了应许之地。
God blessed Abram.
然后神祝福了亚伯兰。
And over time, both Abram and Lot have accumulated so many flocks that the land they stayed could not really support both.
所以就一年年过去，他们的牲畜就越来越多，最后连这个地上的草都不够他们两家的这个牲畜吃了。Right.
So now Abram calls a meeting with Lot.
所以亚伯拉罕就把罗德叫过来，两个人要谈一谈话。
So let's read it.
大家一起来读。
So Abram said to Lot, Let's not let have any quarreling between you and me, or between your herders and mine, for we are close relatives. Is it not the whole land before you? Let's part company. If you go to the left, I'll go to the right. If you go to the right, I'll go to the left.
亚伯兰就对罗德说，你我不可相争，你的牧人和我的牧人也不可相争，因为我们是骨肉，遍地不都在你眼前吗？ 请你离开我，你向左，我就向右；你向右，我就向左。Lot
looked around and saw that the whole plain of the Jordan towards Sor was well watered, like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt. So Lot chose for himself the whole plain of the Jordan and set out toward the east. The two men parted company.
罗德举目看见约旦河的全平原，直到索尔都是滋润的，如同耶和华的园子也像埃及地。于是罗德选择约旦河的全平原往东迁移，他们就彼此分离了。
Okay. So Abram decided to part company with his nephew.
所以亚伯拉罕决定就跟罗德两个人要分开。So
he said, hey, choose a land before you.
他说你就选择你面前的地。
If you go to left, I'll go to right. If
你往左, 我就往右。
If I go, if you choose the right, I go to left.
你选右边, 我就往左走。
Yeah. Now, notice that Abram really actually is the elder between the two.
你注意这个亚伯兰和罗德, 他, 亚伯兰汉是老, 是年纪大的那一位。
长辈。
长辈。
Yeah. But he did not use his position to choose the better land for himself.
但是他并没有因为自己是长辈就选更好的一块地。
He yielded to Lot to choose first.
他是先让罗德来选择。
Now, I believe he trusted the generous God who made the promise to him.
我相信亚伯兰是因为相信一个慷慨的神，已经给他有应许的神，一定会满足一切的需要。
Right, so he had the abundant mindset.
所以他的心态是一个丰富的心态。
Yeah. Now, for Lot, actually the right response that he should have had is this.
对于罗德来讲，如果是一个叫我们去理解一个正确的反应，应该是这样的。
Uncle Abraham, you know, I'm so grateful that you brought me along this journey.
亚伯兰叔叔，我很感谢你把我带到这个应许之地。
I couldn't have really made this accumulate so much wealth without you.
没有你的话，我不可能积累这么多的财富。
Thank you for letting me to choose first.
所以谢谢你让我来先选择。
But I think you should choose first because you're the elder.
但是我觉得你应该先选择，因为你是长辈啊。
Well, instead of that, he took advantage of his uncle's generosity.
但是罗德没有这么做，他实际上他是利用了亚伯兰的慷慨。
Yeah. So maybe I should say that he did not have the same abundance mindset.
所以我可能应该讲，这个罗德的心态就不是一个丰富的心态。
Yeah. So he saw the Jordan Plain.
他看到眼前的约旦平原。
And was pleasing to the eye.
对他的眼目悦他的眼目。
And then he took it.
然后他就拿了这块地。
Sounds familiar?
这听起来是不是觉得有点熟悉呢？
Right, right. This is the pattern that Eve took the forbidden fruit.
因为当年亚夏娃摘这个禁果的时候，也是这样一个心态，悦他的眼目，所以他就去摘了。
Yeah. But you know what's the trouble with a fertile land?
你知道一片肥沃的土地会带来什么麻烦吗？
It attracts foreign kings to conquer.
因为别的这个国王他也想要这块地啊。
So in the next chapter, Lot was captured in a battle between four kings and five kings.
所以下一章，创世纪的下一章里，罗德就被这四王和五王之间的这个战争，把他给掳走了。
And then Uncle Abram had to come rescue him.
然后这亚伯拉罕叔叔就得带着人去救他去。
Yeah. Okay, so we continue reading the parting story.
所以我们继续来读他们分开以后的故事。
The Lord said to Abram, after Lot had parted from him, look around from where you are, to the north and the south, to the east and the west. All the land that you see, I will give to you and your offspring forever.
罗德离别亚伯兰以后，耶和华对亚伯兰说：从你所在的地方，你举目向东西南北观看，凡你所看见的一切地，我都要赐给你和你的后裔，直到永远。I
will make your offspring like the dust of the earth, so that if anyone could count the dust, then your offspring could be counted. Go, walk through the length and breadth of the land, for I am giving it to you.
我也要使你的后裔如同地上的尘沙那样多。人若能数算地上的尘沙，才能数算你的后裔。你起来，纵横走遍这地，因为我必把这地赐给你。So
here's a contrast between Abram and Lot.
所以这就是亚伯兰和罗德的一个对比。
Abram presented the land to Lot to choose.
亚伯兰把这块地，就面前的这块地，让罗德去自己随便选择。
He said, hey, it's not the whole land before you, choose.
他说你看，这全约旦河平原都在你眼前，你就选吧。So
Lot looked and chose and then got into trouble.
罗德看了就选了，而且他把自己也陷入麻烦了。
Now God presents the land to Abram to own.
但是神把这块地给亚伯兰，是让他拥有。
All the land that you see, I will give it to you and your offspring forever.
你眼前所见的一切，我都给你和你的后裔，直到永远。
Abram looked and claimed.
亚伯兰只要去看，然后说我这是我的就够了。
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, all of them, right?
这所有的一点一点的，这所有都是他的。
Abram trusted that the generous God, and he did not have to fight for it.
亚伯兰相信神的慷慨，所以他不需要为他所拥有的这些去奋斗。
Now, when Jesus started his ministry, he proclaimed the kingdom of God is here.
耶稣开始他在地上的传教的时候，他是说神的国到了。
He also demonstrated that kingdom comes with abundance. God is generous.
他也告诉大家，这个神的国是丰丰富富的，他神是慷慨的。
Now, can you think of any Jesus's miracles that really show his generosity?
你能不能想到耶稣所行的神迹，哪一个是表达他的慷慨呢？
Good. Yeah. Okay. So I'll get to that. So, for example, in his first miracle, that turning water into wine in a wedding.
大家记得他耶稣所行的第一个神迹就是把水变成酒，是在一个婚宴上。
The water was poured into a 6 stone water jars.
他们把这个水就倒满了六个石头做的大缸。
Each had about 20 to 30 gallons.
每一个大缸大概能盛20到30个加仑的水。
So let's just say the low end of 20 gallons each.
我们就说吧，这个缸，我们就假定它是这个只有只能存二十个加仑吧。
So next time when you pass the wine section in a grocery store.
所以下次你去商店买菜的时候，你从那个酒柜，就是卖酒的地方经过，你可以想象一下。
Just remember that's about 600 bottles of fine wine Jesus turned from water.
你就想象一下，耶稣把水变成酒，总共有多少的水呢？大概是600瓶的好酒。
Right. And then if you go to the high end, that's about 900 bottles.
如果是你一缸能装30个加仑的水，那就是900瓶好酒的量。
Yeah. Right. Regardless, that's a lot of wine that the wedding can last for days.
所以你可以想象一下，这婚宴上这么600瓶、900瓶的好酒，那这个可以喝好几天呢。
Now, another example, some of you said that is a feeding of the 500.
刚才大家也说到这个5,000.
5,000.
5,000, 就是神用五饼二鱼来喂饱5,000人的故事。
Yeah, he didn't do 500. That's too small. 5,000.
Yeah, right? 神当时是喂饱五千人。
Yeah, and Jesus turned, five loaves and two fish and fed the 5,000 men, not counting women and children.
神用五饼二鱼喂饱了5,000男人，还没有数小孩跟妇人呢。
Right, and then everyone was satisfied, and then there were 12 baskets of leftover.
每个人都吃饱了，还剩了12个篮子的食物。
Now Jesus actually fed another group of 4,000 men with 7 baskets of leftover.
我们后来又知道，神又一次行神迹，喂饱了4,000人，然后剩下来还有七个篮子的吃食。
The 5,000 were the Jews.
这个之前喂饱的五千人都是犹太人。
And the 4,000 were the Gentiles.
到后面喂饱的这四千人都是外邦人。
Yeah, Jesus was very generous with both groups.
耶稣对于犹太人和外邦人都是非常慷慨的。
Remember, one time Jesus was in Peter's boat.
大家记得吗？耶稣有一次在彼得的船上。
Peter did not catch any fish the night before.
那天晚上，彼得一条鱼也没打着。
And Jesus asked him to cast the net one more time.
所以耶稣就说：“你再撒一次网。”
As a result, there were so many fish that the net almost broke.
你知道，他又一次撒网，那个鱼多的把网都快撑破了。
And Jesus called him to follow him to fish for people.
然后耶稣就呼召彼得跟从他，得人如得鱼。
Yeah. Now we don't know how many fish he caught.
我们也不知道彼得那天晚上打了多少鱼。
But you can imagine it's a lot.
可以想象，连网都快撑破了，肯定很多。
Yeah. Then after Jesus' resurrection, the same incidents happened to Peter again.
这耶稣复活之后，同样的事情又在彼得身上发生了。
He and his buddies fished all night and caught nothing.
彼得就带着他的一些这个手下，他们一起去打鱼，一晚上什么也没打着。
And early in the morning, someone at the shore said, "Hey, catch the net one more time."
但是到早上天色微明的时候，岸上有人说：“你再撒一次网。”
They caught so much fish that almost broke the net.
他们又一次打了好多的鱼，那个网都快撑破了。
Now this time, someone got smart and then counted the fish for record. It was 153.
结果有个人就说：“哎，那我来数数看有多少鱼。”他数了153条。
And Peter got smart and said, "Hey, I've been here before. That's Jesus."
彼得这回也变聪明了。他说：“哎，我经历过这样的事儿啊，这就是耶稣啊。”
So Jesus used the same fish incidents to restore Peter, the calling of Peter to fish for people.
所以耶稣又一次用这个打鱼的这件事，让彼得能够跟从他，得人如得鱼。
So there are so many miracles that shows God's generosity.
所以神迹中很多处都显出他的慷慨。
And he always overdoes it.
他从来都是做的有余, 做得更多。
Yeah. So question for us is that, can we trust his abundant provision?
所以对我们的问题就是, 我们能不能相信神是可以丰富供应的这位?
Yeah. Our church actually experienced God's generosity when we built this church building.
我们这个教会在建这个教会的这个建筑的时候 我们真真实实地体验到了神的慷慨
In 2005, at the height of the housing market
在2005年的时候 那时候是房屋市场是最火热的时候
A developer bought our old church building in Delray
一个发展商就把我们教会原来在Delray那边的一块地给买下来了
They also helped us find this location
而且他们也帮助我们找到了这个教会的新的地址
This location actually, if some of you remember that it was literally a pine tree forest
我们中间很多人还记得 当年这块地都是松树林
In 2008, we got the architectural drawing and the cost came out to be not affordable
到了2008年 我们请这个建筑商给我们画这个建筑图 结果当时他们给的这个估价是超过我们的预算
And we removed the kitchen and then we also saw out many ways to reduce the cost
所以当时为了减轻这个预算 所以当时打算就不要修厨房了 然后别的好些地方都给去掉算
It was still high and we prayed hard
但是这个预算还是太高了 所以我们当时大家一起祷告
And in 2009, the housing market crashed, and the building costs came down fast.
到2009年, 这个房屋市场这个泡泡就破了嘛, 所以那时候就一下子这个预算就大大的降低了。
And then we chose a builder that could build within our budget, including the kitchen.
所以我们就选择了一个重新选择一个建筑商, 他给我们画出来的图里面是包含我们的这个厨房的。
And finally, in 2011, on the Good Friday,
到了2011年, 在这个就是在复活节前面的这个星期五,
受难日,
我们叫受难日,
yeah, yeah. So we got the permit to move in.
我们终于拿到许可证, 可以搬进了。
And we had our service on the Resurrection Sunday.
所以就在那个复活节的主日, 我们在教会第一次有 主日敬拜。
Yeah, we built this church debt-free and even with some money left over.
我们建了这个教会, 不仅没有欠债, 而且还有多余的钱。
I asked myself, how many churches in the United States are like ours?
我就问我自己, 在美国的所有的教会里, 有多少教会能像我们这样, 不仅是建了这个教会, 没有欠债, 而且还有余。
Yeah. So with that, I constantly remind our brothers and sisters with Jesus' own word.
所以我一次一次地就提醒我的弟兄姐妹, 我用耶稣自己的话来提醒大家。
From everyone who has been given much, much will be demanded.
所以这句话说, 因为多给谁, 就向谁多取。
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we need to be faithful in God's calling to share the gospel and make disciples.
所以我们必须要持有忠心, 多多地去 给大家传福音, 让神的这个意愿实现。
And every time you enjoy the meals from the kitchen, give thanks to God.
所以每一次我们在教会享受午餐的时候, 我们都要向神献上感恩。
Because we almost didn't have a kitchen.
因为我们开始的预算里都没法子建厨房的嘛。
So how do we have this abundant mindset?
所以我们怎么样才能有这样一个丰盛的、丰富的心态呢?
First, you have to personally know this generous God.
所以我们首先我们必须从个人层面上来认识这位慷慨的神。
Yeah. See what great love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God.
约翰一书3章1节, 你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱, 使我们得成为神的儿女。
So we need to repent of your sins and turn to Jesus for salvation.
我们必须要忏悔我们的罪, 而且要跟从耶稣成为他的儿女。
And you will be the children, you will be a child of God lavished by his great love.
这样我们就成为神的儿女, 神就赐给我们何等丰盛的慈爱。
So you need to know him personally first.
我们首先必须要从个人层面上跟神有个人的关系。
Now, I've said a lot about God's generosity, and I said that we should live with the abundant mindset.
今天我讲了很多关于神是如何的慷慨, 我们也应该有这样的丰盛的心态。
If your definition of a good life is simply on the level of economic security and prosperity,
但是如果你对于一个丰盛的定义就是说在物质上得了很多, 我们的钱财上毫无缺乏的话,
I've got a shocking news for you.
我要给你一个让你震惊的消息。
The abundance mindset did not produce that kind of good life for Jesus or his disciples.
这样一个丰盛的心态并没有让耶稣或者他的门徒去过这样物质上毫无担心的物质丰足的生活呀。
The good life for Jesus actually has very little to do with a material abundance.
跟耶稣的我们跟从耶稣以后得到的这样的一个丰盛的人生和这物质的丰富其实关系不大。
Actually, their abundance mindset is to build and strengthen relationship with God and with people.
在耶稣的门徒他和耶稣他们给我们的这样的丰盛的心态应该是说跟神有更好的建立更好的关系
The purpose of their abundance mindset is to benefit others
这个丰盛的心态的目的是为了给别人带来祝福来让别人得好处
It's what we call grace, the undeserving gift
这就是我们说的恩典就是说我们不配得的这个礼物叫恩典
When God looked at how hopeless the humanity is
当神看到人类这个是多么的毫无盼望的时候
And with, this, with the abundance mindset, he said this
从神因着他的丰盛的心态他这么说
I'll be one of them and be the substitute to take on their sins.
我要成为他们中的一员，为他们来承担这罪。
And I'll have the Spirit to live in them and teach them to be like me.
啊，我要圣灵住在他们中间，要教导他们，让他们更像我。
And at the end, great multitude of them will be with me forever.
所以最终的结果就是他们中间很多人都会最后跟我一起同住。
A kernel of wheat died to produce many seeds.That's the abundance mindset.
一粒麦子掉在地里死了，但是结出很多籽粒来，这就是丰富的心态所带来的结果。
So if we are the recipient of God's generosity, what should be our attitude?
如果我们是神慷慨的对象的话，我们的态度应该是怎么样的
？Gratitude.
感恩。
Right. Abundance mindset sees God is generous and there is enough.
一个丰盛的心态就是看到神是慷慨的，所以。一切都足够的，不需要去抢。
The effect should be gratitude.
所以我们就应该有感恩的一个态度。
In our church prayer meeting on Wednesday, 8 p.m.
在星期三晚上八点钟，我们教会都有祷告会。
And by that way, I'd like to invite all of you to come and pray with us for church.
所以我也邀请大家星期三晚上八点钟跟我们一起来为教会祷告。
Now, we have changed the format.
我们现在已经把这个我们祷告的形式做了一点改变。
Usually in prayer meetings that we just come and ask, we come to God to ask for this and that, which is important.
通常在祷告会上，我们大家都是来为这件事、为那件事祷告。这一般我们就是这么祷告的嘛。
But we decide to use the first half hour to praise God.
但是我们现在有改变，我们决定用开始祷告会开始的半个小时来感谢神。
To adore God.
去敬拜神
to thank God before we bring our petitions
在我们把自己的需要带上来去祷告之前我们先敬拜神感谢神
we want to love the giver before the gifts
我们想要在拿到礼物之前就先去爱给我们礼物的这个
yeah, this little change shifts our mindset prioritizing God the generous giver over our needs
所以这个改变就让我们的心态变了我们从希望神一切就满足我们的需要我们变成了给对神的慷慨先献上感恩
So in your prayer life, I would say practice this change in you, to shift that to see that to give thanks to God before we bring our needs to Him.
所以在每个人我们自己的祷告之中，我也鼓励大家把这个稍稍的做一些改变，就是把我们的心态从一个向神求的一个人。变成向神感恩，首先向神感恩感谢的一个人。
Yeah, we can think about his, God's characters.
我们可以先去想神的品格。
Yeah, he's love, he's faithful.
神是慈爱的，而且是信实的。
Right. And then he is merciful.
神蛮有怜悯。
Right, he's just.
而且神是公义的。
And he's all powerful.
神是全能的。
Right, and so on and so far.
神这一切一切的品格。
Right, and then we acknowledge who he is.To see that he is the giver, and then we look at the need of our own.
So we see God's omnipotent, has such qualities, let us realize that God is giving us everything, and then we bring our needs to God.
And then you see prayer as an intimate time with God instead of just a come and ask for stuff.
So we with God's prayer should become our time with God to communicate with God, and not just say we just ask God to give us this, give us that.
Now, once we realize how generous God has been good to us individually,
如果我们意识到神对我们每一个个人都是那么的慷慨的话
the natural response is that I need to do something for him.
一个自然的反应就是，我也想为神做些什么。
But the sense of like repaying a debt to God should stir us to serve him.
所以我们心里头应该有这样的一个，觉得我觉得要向神要回应，要像我们像欠了神的债一样，所以我们想要为神做点什么。
Yeah. So may I suggest that to ask God to give you a burden for one group of people.
所以我想我能不能求神给我们每个人有这样的一个负担，你对于某一个人群你有负担。
Start with one group of people that you're willing to commit to be generous with your time and resources.
所以你就在头脑里想一想，有没有这样一群人，你可以用慷慨的用你的时间，用你的精力，用你的这个去服侍他们。
We're not worthy to labor with God.
我们不配与神同工的。
But He is generous to work with us.
但是神是非常慷慨，他愿意与我们同工。
And then do an inventory what God has gifted to you.
所以你自己可以在心里列个单子，神为我。给了我些什么？为我做了些什么
？What tangible or intangible resources have you received from God?
你从神那里得到的有形无形的这些资源都是些什么？把它列出来。
You got money? Yes.
有金钱的祝福。
You got time? Yes.
时间的祝福。
Right. But what about your skills?
那我们身上我们的技能呢？我们所学到的一切安身立命的东西呢
？Yeah. Your knowledge and expertise.
你们的知识，你们的这个专长呢？
Even your personality,
甚至你自己的个人的这个品格，你个人的这个个性。
Your hobbies,
你的爱好，你的习惯。
Yeah, remember Dr. Palm?
你还记得我们以前教会的庞师母
？After she retired from the mission field,
庞师母原来是做宣教士，她从台湾回来退休以后
，she did not go out and then like play golf and then travel around the world like some retirees would do.
他没有像大部分的这个退休人士一样，就是环游世界啦，然后就天天打打高尔夫了。他没有这么做。
She stayed home and made crafts.
他开始在家里做手工。
This was her childhood hobby.
庞师母在很小的时候，他就有这个爱好，他喜欢做手工。
And she turned that into a ministry.
他把他做手工的这个爱好变成了他的一个服侍的一个事工。
And maybe some of you that you may say that, hey, I have experienced so much pain and suffering in my life.
或者你们中间有人说，哎，我一辈子经历太多的这个痛苦和这个缺乏了。
What can I offer?
我能做什么呢？
Now, in Christ, our time on earth is not a waste.
但是在基督里面，我们的这个时间在地上的时间不是来浪费的。
God can use our brokenness to bless others.
神甚至可以用我们的破碎来祝福别人。
Through this process of laboring with Him,
我们如果与神同工
，God actually wants to change us so that we can reflect Jesus in our lives.
神可以改变我们，让我们的这个所行所想能够反映出耶稣的形象。
Yeah, it pleases our Heavenly Father to see His Son is in each one of us.
如果是天父看到在我们中间每一个人身上，他都能够看到他的儿子耶稣的样子，天父一定会很高兴。
So knowing God is generous helps us to foster the abundance mindset.
所以，如果我们知道神是一位慷慨的神，我们也可以帮助自己形成一个丰盛的心态。
And we ought to be the kind of a community that is built out of generosity.
我们这个。基督徒的社区应该是给人的感觉是我们是慷慨大方的。
Yeah, not only we love the people in our group.
我们不只是爱我们周围的我们自己小组的人。
But we also spread the kindness and generosity outside of the group.
我们也把我们的善意和我们的慷慨来分享给周围的别的小组。
And we can be generous with our time.
我们可以在时间上很慷慨。
Our talent.
我们的这个在我们的天分上。
Our words.
我们。
话语 our words,
我们的话语上也很慷慨
yeah, our treasure to benefit others
而且分享我们 所珍藏的东西来让别人得受益
yeah, and imagine the impact that your generosity will have to other people's lives just because you decided to be generous
所以想象一下如果你决定要去更加慷慨的话你周围的人会受到什么样的影响
Kingdom of God is here God has said
神说他的神的国就在这了、
God will be pleased to see His children to reflect His generosity character in this world.
如果神看到这个世上他的儿女身上有他的这个丰盛、这个慷慨的这个品格的话，神一定会非常高兴。
So let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for in this Christmas time we remember you sent your Son to this world.
主啊，在这个圣诞季节，我们非常感恩，因为我们又想起当年你是 怎样把你的独生爱子遣到这个世界。
So that in this generous gift, we can have salvation.
这是何等慷慨的一个礼物，通过它我们才有救恩。
So help each one of us that we can know you personally.
帮助我们每一个人都从个人层面上来认识你。
And we can also be moved by your generosity that we can also be generous.
因为你是慷慨大方的，我能让我来感动我们也成为慷慨大方的人。
So that this world that we have this scarcity mindset, but in you we are abundant.
这个世界是存在一个缺乏的心态，但是因为因着你，我们都可以有一个丰富的心态。
Because Jesus, you came and say you can give life, a life abundant, a full life.
因为耶稣说，我来是要让你们得生命，而且得的更丰盛的生命。
So help each one of us to learn from you.
所以帮助我们每一个人都跟你去学习。变得更加的慷慨。
And we pray this in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。